The falling number test, David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. The falling number test is the internationally standardized and most popular method for determining damage in wheat. With the falling number test, so-called weather or sprout damaged wheat or rye can be detected at the grain silo intake within a few minutes. 2016 saw poor falling number tests in a lot of Northwest wheat. Here's Executive Director of the Idaho Wheat Commission, Blaine Jacobson.
When it has low falling numbers, it means that the starch in the wheat has been activated, and then in the milling and baking process, it doesn't perform the way that it should. So you have a lower volume loaf of bread or cookies that don't spread the way that they should. Without the strength of the starch, you end up with inferior product.
Eastern Washington Representative Kathy McMorris Rogers says falling numbers will remain a top priority for 2017 since it has such a direct impact on wheat growers and ultimately the agriculture economy. McMorris Rogers says her attention is on the test itself. She said there were a lot of concerns raised about the inconsistency of the test. The variations were hard to explain, saying it's important to have an accurate test. How can that be achieved? McMorris Rogers says that they are continuing to work with Washington State University. She says since the falling numbers test is not going away anytime soon, it is vital that all parties work together to ensure the test produces accurate information for both growers and consumers. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.